Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
You are supposed to call in to the show, to the number that was provided. Ain't nothing jumping off now. I can't even get in. can.
I got a smile, so I get out of my mind. answer to questions waiting to be told. The heartache you feel, it can be healed by a warmth of the hand reaching out for you to hold. Like water quenching the thirst for your passion, with the sweetness of a kiss from your lips to mine, from soul to soul.
Good afternoon, family. It's the Teddy Bear here in the zone of LOTO Radio on a very rainy, overcast day here in Houston, Texas. We do apologize for the inconvenience, but we got everything taken care of. Hope everyone is safe and sound and cuddly. We got you with a little bit of Carmen Lundy to get you in the mood. But to move right ahead and straight forward, another incredible artist that we have the pleasure of having on today's broadcast, and she goes by the name of Athena Renee, singer-songwriter, and she has a new single out called Red Root. Everything's all right. It's a beautiful thing. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Miss Athena Renee. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, Teddy Bear. How are you?
I'm doing fine, lovely one. Thank you for being so patient. We got a lot of bad weather out here, so it really hit the studio. We actually we had a major, major blackout, but we're up and running. We're ready to go. I must say, I'm thoroughly impressed with your resume. I love your voice, and the new single is beautifully written. So for those who are not familiar with who you are, can you please let the listeners, let them know who is Athena Renee?
Sometimes I don't know who I am myself. I'm like, who is that? But Athena Renee would be, how I introduce myself when I get on stage is Athena Renee, and I'm about positive energy. I love to give it, and I love to receive it, and that is the honest to God truth. Basically, I started my musical journey early in life in church, where most of us in the South start our singing careers. We go to music school, but I was in church. It was in a small town named Douglas, Georgia. The only two things that you can do there is usually play ball or go to church and sing in the choir, and I both of them, through that, because I knew I loved to sing, and I knew I loved God, so why not do both of them together? Around 17 years old, I was discovered by Troy Sneed, another remarkable gospel artist. He heard me and he wanted me to lead a song on he actually was the executive producer for the Georgia Math Choir during that year. And so I was fortunate enough to be a teenager leading a song with a well-known choir that once something would Whitney Houston. So I didn't know how to take that. Usually most of the stuff, my resume, it came to me through my gift, but it came through just coincidence or just me moving someone. They heard me, they felt me, and it just happened that way. I can take credit by using my voice, but I can't take it just by the opportunities to have come across. I also have written for Keith Sweat. I've written for Coco of SWV, and I've written for Music Soul Child, done music with a lot of different artists. Of good music and Def Jam and different things like that. So I'm blessed to have come into this world and just have people accept me for, my voice and who I am. So, yeah, I hope I explained everything. If you need anything else, let me know.
Without question. I must ask, you touched upon something I find very important when you expressed about positive energy. And when you're mm-hmm. a singer and songwriter and you're working and actually writing for the artist, can you please give the listeners out there a little bit more insight how imperative it is to have that kind of chisma, that kind of positive energy when you're working with another artist, and also being able to delve into their soul a little bit and try to bring something out as far as from the songwriting capacity?
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, see, that is the magic that is made in anything, is that energy. That energy just creates going back to what you were saying, it is imperative regarding positive energy, especially in the studio or when you're creating anything. Even when people don't even know it, if it's party music and they're talking about smoking and drinking, they're focused on the positive aspect of it, not knowing the intention. But when you're in the studio and you're around other creatives, it's so imperative to open yourself up and to be positive. A lot of artists, a lot of songwriters and singers, they get in the art. They get in the studio and they compete with each other. It's cool to have a friendly competition, but when you're in a creative space, compete in bringing people up, not compete in trying to be the best. I would say that. I would say, yeah, that's nice, and think of something along that path where it's you're digging into your bank. Your mind bank, your spiritual bank, where you're like, okay, I like what they did. Let me bring something else like that to the table instead of, and that's the positive energy you build on. Just coming to the level of everybody in the group and talking and communicating.
Without question. Now, we're both 21. Some of us a little bit older than 21, but I'm not.
Hey.
right now in today's society, we have such a negative energy in social climate right now. And even when I was a kid, music always paved the way as far as bringing a positive energy, a positive outlook on life, because it was truth. Whatever was taking place in society at that particular moment in time, it was being distributed and resonated through the artist because it meant something. And I want to talk to you about substance, or the lack of substance in today's music.
Yes. I mean, what do you want me to answer on that part?
All the above.
Except for you, you know, but I'll invite you over here with some collard greens and some cornbread and talk about this topic all day long, okay, there.
Oh my goodness! You know, I want it from you because I've had the pleasure of conversing with so many exceptional artists, and getting the feedback from them and seeing what's taking place in the music industry, where substance and quality is no longer important. Artist development is no longer important. Honing your skills, being able to really learn your craft is not an emphasis anymore. So I'm speaking directly to you because you practice what you preach, Lord have mercy, in your songwriting. So I want your perspective on what you see on the overall spectrum as far as where the music industry is right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I can say it's some pros and cons to technology. You know, it does allow us as independent artists to just put music out, you know, and not be under the discretion of labels or, you know, and actually get heard. But in the same aspect, that makes the artist the corporation. And if that artist does not have a team behind him or her, they will have to spread themselves a little more thin than a major artist who has their teams in place for everything. I think as an independent artist, I do hear a lot of music that may not be of quality, but sometimes people, there's a lot of people that are being called, you know, by the universe to share their gift with the world nowadays, just in this shifting time. And I think this climate is bringing talented individuals up that I think the world may need, but the quality may not be there at that time because, like you said, the artist development is not there. They just know, like with me, I just knew that I wanted to sing. I knew that I wanted to spread positive energy, and I knew that I had to do it somehow. So I just went out to different venues and just started singing at open mics, and God just started bringing things to me through that. But as far as, you know, just an artist, independent artist in these days, you got to be your own business. So I don't know if it's weighing on the talent or the quality of the music, because you still have to think about the music business aspect when you get home from off that stage. I think that on that aspect, I'm going to just chalk that and be positive and say maybe they're concentrating on the business. Because most of the time what you see in Teddy Bear nowadays is that there is the people that have the least talent. Now, I don't want to be negative or anything, but the people with the least talent, they have more of a business acumen. You know what I'm saying? When I started going out and just doing my hustle, I saw a bunch of rappers. Now, they may not have been a lot of good rappers in Atlanta, but at the same time, they had that hustle. They had that drive to go and just find, you know, get gold. Where a lot of talented individuals that we hear can sing, there's a lot of them in Houston, there's a lot of them in Atlanta. There's so much talent that will sing you up and down, but their business aspect is that their business ain't there. Their business aspect ain't there. So there's there's pros and cons on both sides. As far as the negativity, we got Donald Trump as president. That's all I can say. It's just a shift. You're going to have to choose what side, which side you're going to be on these days. So that's all I got to say about that.
Well, it's all right. And I know we have a temporary version of Asian Orange that's running this country right now, but it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm no need to fear. The teddy bear is here. Now, I must ask you again, the series, and I've tried to make sure that I said, make sure I'm pronouncing this in the correct manner. Chakra. Uh-huh. Is that correct? Yes, Lord. The Chakra series.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, it can be said as chakra or chakra, you know. It's the chakra series.
Okay. What is the series about?
It's seven songs for seven chakras. And I mean, being a songwriter, I just write all the time, and I write different types of genres. And I just wanted to start releasing things that I've written that just sitting there with dust on them, you know. And a lot of them pertaining to feeling. I am a empath. I am a proud empath. Where I feel people's energy. And so a lot of times we don't concentrate on all the spiritual aspects of the body. So I just wanted to enlighten people while giving them different things to sing to or dance to. Yeah.
You know, I find it refreshing because the last person that I heard speak like that, as far as talking about the energy, as far as the stuff that we release into the atmosphere, was the late, great Maurice White. His whole emphasis on Earth, Wind, and Fire was based, the premises was based on that, on the energy. And for you, I deal off of that too, because I've had many conversations with different colleagues about the negative and positive. You can feel the negative energy, that negative vibe when you're around someone. You just get
I can feel it from afar sometimes.
Right.
You know, I'm in California, you know, and I can feel so yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy, but a lot of artists have that. They don't know they have it, but they have it.
Being an independent artist and having the level of control and creativity of your project, I think it's wonderful. But at the other time, but on the other side of the spectrum, when you have a major label and they come knocking on your door and they say, okay, then you know what? We like to sign you, but we need to do A, B, and C. We need to change your look. We need to give you a different style. We want to change and tweak your writing style. And I've seen a lot of great artists who have basically sold their soul to get that brass ring to sit up and have that star power. And I wanted to ask you, is it sometime does it ever get frustrating knowing that you're being true to your craft and people don't really respect what you bring to the table?
I think every artist, even major artists, probably even somebody like Beyonce or Nicki Minaj, probably feel that way sometimes, that they're underappreciated. That's us as artists. We always feel that way. However, you know, like, I've learned this music, just being an artist is a spiritual journey, if anything. It will test, it will put a mirror to your face. And I would say that what I've learned as far as not having people accept me or being rejected or wanting me to change or stuff. I mean, everybody needs improvement. Everybody needs to be touched up a little bit, or, you know, just to make it a little bit more quality. However, I don't want to get in, as far as me, I don't want to get in a place to where I can't contain that image. Because I'm a human being, and I won't be able to dress up every day like Lady Gaga. You know what I'm saying? I won't be able, and I respect her, and she's a straight-out artist, 24/7. So that's respect there. But, you know, I know that me, I won't have that energy to put in my appearance more so as in I want to, you know, I want to focus on finding the people that actually like me, that are like me. When I sing about something about my spirit and my soul, when I sing about something that something ain't right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about intuition and these gut instincts that we have inside of us, all of us. I want to find people that's like me. So there's a lot of them like that, but they don't want to talk about it. And these are things that we need to talk about in these days and age, because everything is about substance. Everything is about something that you can touch tangibly instead of speaking and looking within. And, yeah, and so I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did. Very much so. I've always used the analogy. I've always used the analogy, the three monkeys: hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the huge pink elephant in the room that for whatever reason people are scared or intimidated to address when things are not quite right. That's why I find your music so refreshing. And speaking of refreshing, the latest new single, Red Root, everything's all right. Tell the listeners out there about this particular song.
This song I wrote with Alexander Lloyd, a great friend of mine, a great co-writer. He also produced the track. And it was basically written when, you know, well, I've been married for a while, but if you've been in any kind of relationship, there are points that you are not talking or you are not communicating because both parties are really probably really busy or something. You're assuming things, you know, the whole time. You're paranoid, like, oh, maybe she's mad about this, or maybe she's mad about this. What's going on? Why she hasn't talked to me? You know, those things like that, that we don't really, like I said, we don't discuss. We always talk about the love and making love and all that stuff like that, but we really need to talk about those times when we're not communicating enough, efficiently enough with each other in our relationships, friendships, whatever, to where we start to pull away from that person, and then that relationship is, you know, dissolved. So Everything's All Right is about, like, a woman who's at a point to where she's kind of like, okay, now if you love me, put this thing on the line. You need to let me know what's going on here. So we're too grown for this. You know, like, you know, hey, we don't need to waste anybody's time. Tell me if you want to still be here. If you don't want to still be here, we can move on. And those are conversations that people have today. And I just wanted to put it in a song and try to show people, you know, how I feel about the situation.
You know, I've seen a lot of people in this industry who are in relationships, whether it's quote-unquote boyfriend, girlfriend, or are married. And I know the industry can definitely take its toll on a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, how have you been able to manage the business aspect, but also keeping your personal life fresh, vigor, and still have that kind of communicative skills with your husband?
Now, I haven't been married for a very long time, so I don't know if my case would be like anyone else's, but my husband was my first love, you know, everything. So I may be different from a lot of other people. However, I would say it's still, you know, like, anything's a strain on a relationship if it's too much, regardless. I was in corporate America before. If you read, you know, like, just a little bit about myself, I have several degrees in finance and accounting, and you know, I'm a very determined woman. so with that being said, you know, I was going to school at one point in time while I was working a lot of hours, and I'm talking like 60, 70 hour work days, and then you know, the weekends were pretty much occupied with studying, you know. So therefore, that was pushing time out from my relationships. So it doesn't matter about the industry. The industry has a lot of temptations. That's what that is. That's just temptations, like things that glitter that ain't really about nothing. You know, like every person that, you know, every I would say everybody, every major person that I know, celebrity or whatever, I call them friends if they're my friends, you know. They would say, oh, no, it's not worth it. Just, you know, most of the time you think that if somebody looks good or somebody, they're miserable too. And they don't care. They don't care about breaking your stuff up. They don't care, you know, like, so it's just really about if you're in this industry, I think you just gotta make a decision, you know, like what you want to do. It's a lot of people that sell their souls. You know, they have to live with that decision. But I wanna be with somebody who loves me. I wanna be with somebody who loves me when my hair ain't right. I wanna be with somebody, you know, who loves me when I ain't looking my gut kind of out right then. You know, so that's my choice. So that's it.
Well, you know what? It definitely resonates through your music. And speaking of music, let's get into it. Of course, the latest wonderfully written single, of course, from the very talented Athena Renee, Red Root, Everything's All Right, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
When we got together, we were committed. It was a two-way street, so tell me what happened. 'Cause I feel like I'm all alone on this road. My guard up, I'm nervous, feeling kinda hurt shit. It ain't worth it, I might as well desert this love. So if this is what you want, put it on the line, baby. Tell me everything is alright. Tell me everything's alright. Tell me that's not in danger. Something just
like the Teddy Bear, you can always purchase it at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure to let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Athena Renee's official website. That's at AthenaRenee.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram at AthenaRenee1, Twitter, AthenaRenee1, and last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, on Facebook at Facebook.com. Athena Renee, that's two ones. Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful thing. My queen, I am looking forward to see what you have to bring to us in 2018, which is what, less than a couple of weeks away. Do you have anything set up as far as some live performances? Because we would truly love for you to come down here in Houston and perform. Actually, come down to the studio.
I would love to come to Houston. See, I don't know any of the venues in Houston right now. If you have any, let me know after the show. But I do, I have some more shows set up here in California. I just moved out here in L.A., and I've been trying to get settled, but now I'm starting to perform more. And everybody's very welcoming. It's very nice. I think it's going to be a very, very powerful play in 2018, as well as music. I'm going to be releasing two singles in January because since I came out here to California, it kind of knocked me off my schedule a little bit. So at the beginning of the year, I'm going to be releasing two songs and a video. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm smiling ear to ear right now just because I know that you guys are going to like it. So.
Well, like my grandma's cookies, you know, when she would put them in the oven, they're not quite ready. Send it to us, my love, and we will debut them here first, okay?
Oh, you know it. I will.
We're going to hold you to that. And remember, family, again, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Athena's official website. That's AthenaRenee.com, or as we used to say, www.AthenaRenee.com. If you could get back in a time machine and go back, let's say 7 years, what would the Athena Renee today tell the Athena Renee 7 years ago? What would you say to her?
You're going to be alone a lot. You're going to get used to being alone. Get used to being alone. Any artist, you know, like a lot of us, we hinge and we attach ourselves to different elements while we're going through this journey, and that's okay. But, you know, like continue to stay focused on your goal. I would tell that Athena, like, just understand, just stay focused. Because most of the time when you're focused on external people or, you know, any element, they can knock you out. They can knock you out of the game for a second, and that pauses things. So one thing I can say to that, Athena, is that be aware of who you work with. Make sure that when you work with somebody, it does not stagnate your growth waiting on them to grow up with you. That is one thing. That is one thing. That's the only thing I tell her. Other than that, I say, yeah, girl, you're beautiful, you're fine, and all that other stuff.
There you go. So it is written, so it shall be done. My queen, thank you so much for taking time and joining us. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. The teddy bear has nothing but the utmost respect for you, and my cup definitely running over with your talent, my love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Teddy Bear. It was a pleasure. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. I can feel you radiating through the phone. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing talking to you, and I appreciate you guys inviting me to the show. I'm so, so blessed to have you on my team, a team Athena. Yeah.
There you go. Lord have mercy. All right. Stay sweet, my queen, and remain strong, okay?
All right. Thank you, Teddy Bear.
Yeah, all right. God bless. The very talented Athena Renee here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the latest single, Red Root, Everything. Yes, Lord. I said everything is all right, available as we speak. But while I got you here on this rainy Wednesday afternoon, Is it okay if we get kind of comfy like Linus's blanket? I'll be your restless dreamer here in the zone with Jesse Boykins on LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Between the sheets, just move with me.
Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And before that, I'd take you back in time. Jesse Johnson's review, Can You Help Me? Here in the zone. My goodness, time flies by so fast. 2:07 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to send out a very special thank you again to the very talented Athena Renee. Thank you, my queen, for joining us today. And remember, family, her new single is available, Red Root. Everything's all right. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live like the teddy bear, a little bit adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, catch up with her, support great music at her official website at AthenaRenee.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all Athena1, and also Facebook Athena2. Lord have mercy. And speaking of super talented, I cannot believe it's been what, about almost four years ago, I had the pleasure of having this very talented artist on the show, and she goes by the name of Desi DeLauro. My goodness, and she has returned with her equally talented partner and husband, Mr. Ricky Pejon. Yes. Social, that's Lord, Parlor Social. New hit single, I Put a Spell on You. The Teddy Bear does that all the time. So they'll be joining us tomorrow morning, actually 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to get all the latest updates from The Zone. Hey, stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthezone.com. Yes, Lord. And so far, so good. Everything is groovy, even with the bad weather. We're above it. Everything is flowing real nicely. Yeah, I like that. And remember, family, you can also catch up with us and follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also on Instagram at instagram.com/LOTL The Zone. And last but not least, we're on Facebook.com/LOTL Radio The Zone. But I know they're going to get on me. Tammy's going to kill me. We're also, if you have a Google Play Store, which I know most all phones do, unless we rewind maybe 10 years ago when you got your Motorola bat phone, a flip phone. We all have apps now. But yeah, you can download us at the Google Play Store. Yes, Lord, we are on there. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Just go into the Google Play music section, type in LOTL, The Zone, and you can subscribe, get an opportunity to listen to all the broadcasts. So while you're out doing your things, I can't get to the computer. Hey, well, now you can download on the app on your phone. So it's definitely a beautiful thing. But hey, I want to personally send out a very special, special, special thank you to an incredible, incredible colleague of mine. Get a little tongue tied. See, that's what happens when you're trying to kick the habit of stop drinking. You know, sports. I used to drink a lot of coffee, and I'm like kind of eased up just a smidgen, but trying to bring a little bit of balance, a certain je ne sais quoi to the universe. Lord have mercy. But I'm not going to name any names, but a very special person had sent some information over to my program director and was giving us a lot of love and a lot of kudos for what we're doing as far as bringing a certain kind of quality and substance back to their waves. I mean, for people in my age range, that we're both 21 over again, you know what I mean? We grew up in a simpler time where music meant everything, especially growing up in South Central Los Angeles. Music played an integral part to our upbringing. And we grew up listening to radio stations, whether it was the Quiet Storm or K-Day or KGFJ, KJLH, these stations, I remember 103.5. Yeah. Growing up, and it just took us away, and it transported us to another dimension of just like a lot of positive energy, as Athena and I were discussing earlier. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to represent and pay homage to so many artists that have been pushed aside and pushed to the back burner because the industry has turned their back on them, because they feel like they're being made to feel like they're not, quote unquote, economically viable, which to me is total rubbish, but it is what it is. But I've seen the need, and I'm here to fulfill that need. Yeah. And for all those up and coming artists that would like to possibly get their music put in rotation, all you got to do, go to the website, the official website. Again, that's at LOTLthezone.com. We have an email. You can send it to our business email, and I promise you, we will get to it as soon as we possibly can, and see if we can get your music in rotation. That's what we try to do. We represent and we highly respect all the independent artists out there. So, hey, it's a beautiful thing. But enough conversing. Let's get back into some therapeutic music, because I know I with a family and there's so many listeners out there. I owe you some time. So, hey, like GTE, the teddy bear definitely brings good things to life. Lord have mercy. Let's get into some, you know what I'm feeling? How about some Jimmy Ruffin with What Becomes of a Broken Heart? Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
not the kind of man to love and just leave you, baby. I never could understand how a man could act that way. Some guys change, they change with the season, babe. I'm gonna stand by your side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you ever have a need, no matter the reason, baby, there's only one thing to do, girl. Call my name. You'll never have to look again for another lover, babe. With my heart, body, and soul, I'm giving you love.
Real love.
Yeah.
The kind you can hold.
The kind you can hold.
Not the kind of love.
Yeah.
Joe Levy, Real Love, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. I know time just has a tendency to slip away, but much kudos and much love to all the many listeners and supporters. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. And also, yeah, we're also located in the Google Play Store, so you can download us on your apps. Yeah, we got you at LOTL The Zone. So it is written. So it shall be done. Yeah, I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Athena Renee. Thank you so much, my queen. And remember, family, her new single, Red Root, Everything is All Right. And also a very special thank you to the artist we had on yesterday, super talented Imani Scott, and her debut EP, The Introduction. Both projects are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, but you know my favorite whimsical idea of doing things. If you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Lord have mercy. Well, much love to you. And again, join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome Desi DeLauro and Ricky Payon. They make up Parlor Social, new hit single. I put a spell on you. Lord have mercy. Hey, I've seen the need. We need to fulfill those needs. We're going to close it, of course, with the very talented Imani Scott, throwing glitter here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Put it in a goddamn pool.
Now,
I'm a door head. This way it's like shiny watch with a grill of mat.